area. And if you look at the
unique arrangement of sinuses. You know, the sinuses in the liver. So there's kind of like blood capillaries that are quite enlarged. During the erectile process, stimulation by the parasympathetic nervous system through sacral nerves 2, 3, and 4 causes a relaxation of the smooth muscle in the central artery. And this allows blood to accumulate in the spaces between the erectile tissues. And as the blood accumulates, this can cause an elongation of the penis. So the parasympathetic nervous system, ST3 and 4, and there's pneumatics for that, that you probably know, is what's involved in this process. So that will cause the accumulation of blood in the spaces. Back and inhibit the on the other hand, is released into the blood system. It goes to the seminiferous tubule, binds to receptors on the Kupffer cell, the subcutaneous cell, and this cell can produce a number of things. Antigen binding protein that helps to increase the half-life of testosterone so that it doesn't get degraded. It also stimulates the maturation of spermatocytes. They can develop a spermatozoa. And it produces one other polypeptide called inhibin. And inhibin acts similar to LH. It goes back and inhibits the further production of FSH. And so they all have a feedback mechanism to help control the levels of these various hormones. Okay. So with that, you are now all experts in the male reproductive system, and we'll talk a bit about the female. Once every 28 days, the embryo actually actually come very close to the ovum. So before ovulation, the ends of the oviduct have some distance between it and the ovary, and when ovulation occurs, the spermia actually approach the ovary. It helps guide the ovulated oocyte.
About 2 million primary oocytes in the ovum.
There's it seems fine to report it out, which should last you quite a while. But after about 40 years, there's none left. They all disappear. And that's because there's a process called atresia going on. So during every, if we just take from puberty onwards, during every menstrual cycle, you're ovulating one oocyte, but you're losing several, tens or hundreds of them at a time. Okay. And just looking at the math from this, that during the normal cycle, that only about 500 oocytes are ovulating. So that's 500 out of 400,000. So there is a big loss of oocytes during each month. Ovarian cycle starts at puberty, and it's under the influence of pituitary hormones, and anterior pituitary hormones, LH and FSH. During each month, some of the most simplest of the follicles that are called primordial follicles will mature to form primary follicles. Primordial follicles are the type of follicles that you find in the ovary at birth. Okay, all the primary oocytes are surrounded by a single layer of plastic epithelial cells, or granulosa cells. Okay. Each month, some of these primordial follicles, and they're found right at the outer region of the cortex of the ovary, mature to form a primary follicle. And the primary follicle is defined and begins when the follicular cells surrounding the oocyte now become tube-shaped, so they become cuboidal, and they can become stratified, forming an okay. A few of these primary follicles will proceed to the next step, which is called a secondary follicle. We'll describe them. These are very big follicles that have accumulation of fluid in between them. And then a few will proceed to the final stage. It's called the tertiary or Graafian follicle. The Graafian follicle is a follicle that leads to ovulation. All these stages are influenced by hormones. The earliest stages up to the secondary follicle are mainly under the control of FSH. And these last stages are controlled by LH levels as they rise. And the levels of FSH are higher during the first part of the menstrual cycle. The second part is when LH levels become higher. Each month, the first primordial follicle begins when FSH levels are highest and proceeds. The primordial follicle develops the primary follicle when LH levels are high. It won't develop anymore because it may depend upon FSH. If FSH isn't there right at the moment that they start to mature, they die off. So, you know, that's within a matter of hours. So that's where the atresia takes place. So if this primary follicle starts to develop during the wrong time, it doesn't have the proper hormone, it dies off. So the same thing here. Primary follicle did make it through, but it started to form a secondary follicle. When LH levels are very low, it will die off and become a okay, so it's all a matter of chance. They have to make it through each stage at the exact time and compete with all the other follicles in order to make it to ovulation. During ovarian cycle, there's only one oocyte that's ovulated. In others, there may be more than one Graafian follicle. If the other ones don't ovulate at the right time, Graafian follicles will degenerate. And so that's why you're losing so many ovarian cycles. So if you were more efficient, I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. All right, so if you take a look at these different follicles, the primordial follicle is located in the cortex, it's the outer region of the ovary. follicles will have a primary ovocyte that's stuck in the first meiotic division. It's actually a prophase meiosis. It's surrounded by a single layer of platinum cells that are called follicular cells or granulocyte cells. Okay? These ovocytes, they lock in that first phase, the prophase of meiosis, from birth until they are ovulated. These are very patient cells. They're waiting a long time in the first meiotic stage. Okay? Under influence of hormones, the granulosa cells can start to become higher. And at the moment they become more cube-shaped, that's now called the primary follicle. It still contains the primary oocyte. The oocyte has probably gone through some maturational changes, but it's still locked in the prophase of the first meiotic division. So it's the same cell. The cells around it are changing. Okay, they're developing receptors for FSH so that they can respond to it. In response to FSH, one of the things these follicular cells make is steroid hormones like estrogen and progesterone. Okay? Initially what they make is androgen growth, like testosterone. Okay, the secondary follicle is defined when you start seeing spaces between the follicular cells. Okay, this is a primary oocyte. Primary oocyte is still in prophase of the first meiotic division. They haven't changed. You have these fluid-filled areas that start to accumulate. The fluid in them is called follicular fluid. It contains various proteins that are made by the granulosa cells and the follicular cells, as well as hormones and other products. Okay? Primary oocytes have a very thick layer of glycoprotein around it that's similar to the base of the membrane that's called the zona pellucida. Okay, the zona pellucida is a major barrier to the spermatozoa. Okay, so the hormones released by the spermatozoa feed away at the zona pellucida. Outside of the zona pellucida is a layer of follicular cells that are going to be ovulated with the primary oocyte when ovulation occurs. That's called the corona radiata. Okay, the corona radiata is attached to the other granulosa cells by a little sock that's called the cumulus ulliferus. Okay, my name? But the zona pellucida surrounds the primary oocyte, and the corona radiata is the cell directly around it. And they're all the contents that are ovulated at the end of the ovarian cycle. Bye. this primary oocyte is still in the first, the focus of the first meiotic division. It's matured, but it hasn't progressed through meiosis. It still stuck in that stage. Aging, cells in the granulosa layer, that's right around here, as well as this layer surrounding the granulosa layer, called the theca interna, have developed receptors for LH. Either earlier on in development with the primary and secondary follicles, they had mainly FSH receptors. During secondary follicle development, the granulosa cells start accumulating LH receptors as well. So by this time, they have LH receptors that are waiting for LH levels to rise. Okay. Just before ovulation occurs, the anterior pituitary sends out a huge surge of LH. Okay. The level of LH in the blood increases dramatically, and these cells respond to it, and it leads to ovulation. Okay. When ovulation occurs, the primary oocyte completes the first meiotic division. Because it's being ovulated, and the LH influences it, this cell will divide.